As we are continuing our previous shiur, we were discussing the case of the child whose father died, who was a shochet. He was not ready yet to be a shochet. They appointed a new shochet. Then he went away, or he died, and now they want to know who gets the job. The son of the second shochet, does he inherit the job? Or does the son of the first shochet get it back? So earlier in the previous shiur, we said that even if we assume, we said a possibility, a tzad, that when the son, who was a katan, when his father died, becomes a gadol, he can't be docha, the person who was appointed instead of his father. However, why? Because we can say that that's dafka b'chayev. Once you get the job, you get the job, malam kodesh lo meridin, but let's say he dies, like in our case, or he went away. So it could very well be that the son of the first shochet gets the job back. And the svara is that when they gave the job to the second guy, it wasn't that the son of the first person was completely rejected. It was just that he was waiting in limbo, like we have a concept in Yavam Islam at Beis Amid Aleph, that there's an Isser E Achos Isha that's hanging in limbo, doesn't take effect because there's already an Isser E Shesach. And once the Isser E Shesach goes away, then the Isser Achos Isha comes in his Chal. So it's hanging in limbo and then it takes effect. So here also, we can say that his Chazaka was hanging in limbo. Then when the second shochet dies, he gets to take the job. We have another tzushtel in the Gemara in Zvachim, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. It says there that if you have Chatzi Zayitz Chutz Lezmano, and Chatzi Zayitz Chutz Lemakomo, and then Chatzi Zayitz Chutz Lezmano, Zayitz Machshava, that of Pigel, that you're going to have a half a Zayitz outside the time. It's not a whole Zayitz yet. And then a half a Zayitz outside of the place, which is only Pasel, so together this carbon's Paseled. Then you have another person has another machshava, chatzi zayis chutz lezmano. There's another machshava, a half a zayis outside the proper time. Question is the first machshava mitzdarif to the third machshava? The first machshava chutz lezmano, does that combine with the third machshava chutz lezmano? And Rava says that it does. It's like it wakes up. Ayikatz ki yashen ha-pigel. It was like sleeping, and now, like Rashi says, it found its min, it found another Chatzis Ayis, the second Chatzis Ayis found the first Chatzis Ayis. First Chatzis Ayis wakes up and it's Mitzdarf. So here also, it's like he had a dormant Chazaka, and then he goes ahead and he can reclaim it when the second Shochet dies. We have a Gemara in Zvachim. Parman Asraf, Masir Asraf, and Shiatz of Chazru Mao. Me Amrini Kev the Nafkulu Itmu. Odilma Kev in the Hadr Hadr. That if the Parim and Sirim that are supposed to be burned, if they went out of the Azara, and then they came back, are they Mitami, the Begadim of those who are Misasik with them? The suffix is, do we say, once they went out, they are mitame? Because Parim and Seirim, Shatzim and Azara, they're mitame, those who are misasik with them? Or no? Kevin the Hadar Hadar? Since they came back into the Azara, it's as if they never went out. And the Begadim are not mitame of those who are dealing with them. So, Ayin Sham in the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Hamad Aleph. Rashi says that when they come back in, it's like they never left. So we can say also, now that the second Shochet died, so the first guy can come right back in. It's like he never went out. Just like here, once it comes back in, the Parim and Seirim, like they never went out, and it's not Matami Begadim. So too, once the second Shochet dies, it's like the first Shochet never went out, and he gets the job. In the Gemara in Sotan of Tesvav Amid Beis, it says the Mar of the Kli Sota cannot be changed. So let's say Miss Achmo Vechzirun Lasech Kivshana Eish Filistab Numau Me and Arminu came into Itru Udelma came into Hadr. So what happens if it became black and then they whitened it again? Do we say no? It became black, so it's out. Itru. Or no? Came the hader. Since it comes back, it comes back. It restored its whiteness. It's fine. So mashmos of the Gemara there is that we say came the hader. See here also, Kevin the Hadra Chazaka Hadra. Just like when it comes back to being white, it has a status of white. It's like it was never black in the first place. It didn't lose out that just because in the meantime it wasn't white. Once it comes white again, it's fine. And so too we could say with this Chazaka, Kevin the Hadra Hadra. Once it comes back, it comes back. Vizel. And he lost it in the meantime. Once he gets it back, he reclaims it, he recaptures it, it's his. So when the second Shochet dies, he gets to take it. Of Mitzia, of Tzadi Chesam at base, says, She'ela Bebailim, person with Sho'el Bepar Bebailim, in other words, Bale Yimo Bemalachto Bezman Shesho'ela, and then Sacho Shelo Bebailim. And then he rented it when the Bailim were not Ima. And then there was a Gnev or Aveda Bimei Aschirus. What's the din? Mi Amrinan. So that's one shayla. It says, "Mi amrin and shayla luchud ekaima luschiris luchud ekaima." Do we say that the shayla and schiris are both independent, and therefore by the schiris there's no normally there's a ptur of baal of imo. If baal of imo, then he's pater on the gneiv of aveda. We say there's no ptur of baal of imo because the schiris is luchud ekaima. Or do we say no? That Tzchiris B'Sheila Meshach Shaychi, it's a Hemshech of the She'ela, and Memela, he's Mechayim Geneva V'Aveda. Tam Mechayim Geneva V'Aveda. Why is it that the Tzchiris is considered a Hemshech of the She'ela? Because in both you're Chayim Geneva V'Aveda. And therefore it's considered a hemshech, and therefore it's considered bebailim. Schiris is considered schiris bebailim. So the Gemara says, Vaiter, Sachor bebailim, Vishala, if a person did schiris bebailim, Sachor bebailim, excuse me. Shala bebailim. Person did the she'ela bebailim. Baal of ima. Which means there's a p'tur of baal of ima. The she'ela is bebailim. V'sechor shalom bebailim. And then the schirus was shalom bebailim. And then, lo and behold, Sachar Bebailim, excuse me, Sachar Bebailim. Yeah, like I said the first time. Shalom Bebailim, Sachar Shalom Bebailim, Vishalom out. So what happens if he did Shalom Bebailim, then Schiris Shalom Bebailim, And then Shela Shelo Bebailim. What's the din? Is this Shela considered Bebailim? Study Asafek Ar. Hadar Va'asila Shela Duchta. We say that the Sheila goes back to the way it was. In other words, the Sheila was Bebailim. Now this Sheila wasn't Bebailim. But the first one was. So it's considered Sheila Bebailim. Or no, there's a Hefsek of Schiris. Then the Gemara says, Vaiter, Sachar Bebailim, Vishela Vachazar Vesachar Mao. Schiris Bebailim, and then Sheila in the middle, and then without Bailim. And then schiris without bailim. What's the din? Mi amrin an asil schiris l'tuchta. We say that the schiris goes back to its place. Odel mifsik alei sheila bein obeinu. Do we say that the sheila in the middle is a hefsik? So ayin shem in the Gemara in Bav Metzia Tzadi Chesam and Beis. So also l'nin ar shaila. It'll be taller in the following chakira. Do we say, just like there, we say maybe that since the original sheila or schiris was bebailim, therefore, even though in the meantime there was a hefsek, the latter schiris or she'ela latches on to the earlier one and it's considered bailim. It's considered that it was the she'ela or schiris was bailim, or we know. So once there was a hefsek, there was a hefsek. So with the same she'ela here, do we say that once you have the person taking, you have shochet Reuven, first shochet, and he dies, then Shimon, the second shochet, takes his job. And now Shimon dies. Do you say that now Reuven's son gets the job? Just like the original, the latter She'ela connects to the first She'ela, the latter Schiris connects to the first Schiris, even though in the middle there was something else. There was a, in the middle of the She'ela there was a Schiris, in the middle of the Schiris there was a She'ela, but now you have a latter She'ela that latches onto the earlier She'ela, or a latter Schiris that latches onto the earlier Schiris. So too, this son is now considered a hemshech of his father because this guy died, and now he reattaches to his father, latches back on, and he gets the chazak. Or we say no. Once there was a hefsek, there was a hefsek, and he loses the job, and the taka goes to the son of the second shochet. The Gemara isn't poshet to sibaya, and Ladina we say that it's suffik shmira bebailim. And therefore you can't be a mammon, it might be Baal Avimo, Mitzat Safi, because that's one of the tzadim. And you can't be Motzi mammon, like it says in Shulchan Choshen Mishpat, Shen Mem Vav, Sif Yedalit. So Achinami, Lo Alim Koyach HaBen, Shetoveach Eskosoviv, Shenifzaka, Bein Tayim, Lach Rechaz HaKol HaManoso. So you don't have Koyach to be Motzi mammon in the Gemara, in such a case, because maybe it was Sheila Bebailim, and here also, he doesn't have the koch, since here it's only a suffix, to be motzi me'akol, to be machriach the kol, to appoint him. Taka, there is a tshuva in the Ginas Vradim, Chelik Yeridei, and Klal Gimel, Simen Zayin, it's brought in the tshuvas Evan Yukara, in the Madura Basra, and Simen Peivav, that even Mamokom Suffik Yerusha Srara, the call is chayiv to be mami the yoresh, because if they're not, there's a suffix yisur Torah. Torah wants there to be a morasha. Torah wants there to be a sraur midor lador. However, this is very difficult to understand, because you're worried about the suffik yisr of not being maminim as a yoresh, but he is a suffik yisr, that he's being mistar al kol shelo b'tzonim, that he's ruling over them without their will. That's also usr. Ein mamanim parnas al tzibur mekenim lachim b'tzibur. Yet has to be democratic. They have to want that this guy to be their leader. Also, it's discussed also by the shliach tzibur. They have to want the shliach tzibur. In al adavin shelo b'ratzon kol. So how can he force them to accept him? Somebody forces himself into Bishliach Tzibur, then the call doesn't want him. They don't even answer Amen to his brachas. So this is like the famous teretz of the poskim on the Bakant the Kasha, the Bavus the Kasha. Why in all Safik Mimona do we not say Sfeka Daraisa Lachumra? Mitam Isser Gezel. And then the Nitba should have to pay. Why do we say that Safik Mimona can keep it? What about Sveika Dairaisa L'chumra, and they might be over on Gezel? So you make him pay? Misafik? The answer is, if you make him pay Misafik, it'll be Safik Gezel by the Tovea. So therefore, you just let him keep it. Vadvar Matikin. Well, no. See, here also, we could say the same thing. Yeah, they have a Safik, maybe they're Chayiv to be Mamid. The Yoresh, Alts Yoresh, if he's a Safik Yoresh, so they have to be appoint him. Because that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants there to be Yerusha. Seder, the Torah wants there to be Yerusha. But since he's only a Safik, if he takes the job, then he's being over on an Isser of taking Yerusha, of ruling over the Tzibur, or of being a Shliach Tzibur, whatever it may be. And the Tzibur doesn't want him. So what right does he have to be over on this Isser? They have a Safik Isser, he has a Safik Isser. You just leave it as it is. You don't give him the job. So that's pretty interesting, I think so. And there's still a lot more to go in this tshuva. Very, very gishmak. And we will conclude here, and hopefully God should give us life and simcha and the financial means. And the Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will, b'lineder, I very much hope, continue on. Seen a flaws in the Torah, Hashem is best. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved.